My name's Jenny Carvith. I live next door to the reserve. Before, when it was run by the council, it was maintained every 6 months as time went on, and as obviously money was tight at the council, it just got forgotten about. And it was everybody's dumping ground, and obviously everybody's graffiti delight is the air raid shelter. And then we were looking to get rid of the people that decided to live in the shed here. So we went through various things to do, and the council then denied that it belonged to them, and we said no, it does, and so forth and so forth. And eventually, having spoken to a nice man at what was then Tabner House, he said, "Describe this piece of land." And I said, "It's like this, and it has an air raid shelter in it." And he went, "Just a minute, I know somebody at Tabner House who knows every air raid shelter that there is." So he went off and he came back and he said, "You're right." I said, "I know I'm right." Because when he asked him who owned the land that it was on, he said, "We do, the council." So that made way to be able to get it unoccupied. And then, of course, when the girls and everything started up and it all got lovely and clear, it's wonderful, and it will be wonderful, because you've got two schools. You've got the girls' school and you've got a juniors and infants. I mean, they can make use of it. It will also brighten this corner up. And the wildlife that are in my garden most of the time can now sort of come over here. I mean, there are plenty of foxes, but they are no bother. They are so sweet. We've got parakeets, we've got the usual birds, we've got woodpeckers, we've got bats. So, I mean, it's all here. It just needed somewhere to expand to. So, hopefully, you know, it will be an asset once it's up and running and things get planted and the girls decide what they want to do.